Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 12th of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's programme, we'll be talking to a remote GP service, which is also done by a subscription. And we'll be chatting to the luxury Irish chocolatier, Graw Chocolate, and all the markets as usual, including oil being back over $100 a barrel. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The FT reports that the International Energy Agency has launched the largest release of strategic oil reserves in its history in an attempt to quell the turmoil in energy markets unleashed by the Middle East war. The agency said that it would release 400 million barrels in a step that dwarfs the 182 million it released in two phases in 2022 following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The oil market challenges we are facing are unprecedented in scale. Therefore, I am very glad that IEA member countries have responded with an emergency collective action of unprecedented size, said Fatah Birol, the IEA's executive director. The move underscores the fears over the threat to the global economy from the Israel-US war against Iran. Tankers have largely stopped sailing through the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway through which about 20% of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas is normally transported because of threats to shipping from Iran. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the Austrian bank group BAWAG has ended talks to buy the non-bank lender Finance Ireland without a deal, according to sources. The development comes as the Vienna-based group is known to be continuing to pursue PTSB, the 57% state-owned bank. The reasons for the breakdown in talks between BAWAG and the owners of Finance Ireland, led by the US investment group PIMCO, are not clear. A spokesperson for Finance Ireland and PIMCO declined to comment, while representatives for BAWAG did not respond. Online publication The Currency first reported in January that BAWAG was in exclusive negotiations to purchase Finance Ireland, a provider of car, commercial, property, agri and small business loans between 250 million and 300 million. Cork Bio reports that Stryker's Cork plants have been impacted by a worldwide hacking incident. It's understood that the accounts of Stryker employees globally, including thousands in Cork, were affected this morning. Yesterday morning, I should say. There were reports that the US medical company's internal login and admin pages for workers were defaced with the logo of Handala, the Iranian hacktivist group believed to be behind the cyber attack. It's also understood that many employees have had their device data wiped and cannot access their accounts. Iranian-linked hacking group also claimed responsibility today.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.